MG, we're in the final week of the show's existence.
We are.
And we love having guests in studio, but COVID being what it has, we haven't had that opportunity of late.
No.
So it's with great pleasure that in our final week, in our final days, we can welcome a guest into the studio again.
Yeah. He's come a long way too to be in the studio.
I mean, the opal charges he must have chalked up to get here, to wander from the opposite studio. It's Brendo from Triple M.
Yeah. Oh, what a thrill. I've always wanted to be a guest on this show. Admittedly, I have left my run pretty late, but I'm here. I made it. I am an essential worker. I am allowed in the building. I can't be tossed out.
No.
You have me for at least 5 minutes.
Well, before we get on to what you're in to chat to us about, I just want to say a big thank you to you, because over the years when Liam was away on different things, and which wasn't very often, you always were there to jump in the hot seat, mate, and host the show, and we really appreciate it. I'd like to thank you for that.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Yeah, he said he was quite poorly, but, you know, I see him on Instagram getting up and about. And sometimes you just go, you got to let the steam off, and I get it. But it was an absolute pleasure to work with you, MG, obviously a childhood hero of mine. A bit of fun, and it's always a pleasure to fill in for the great Liam Flanagan.
Well, and that childhood fanaticism of the Penrith Panthers and the sport of rugby league is what has spawned your new project and the reason we've got you in today.
That's right. Rad Footy is the name of my new podcast. I do it with a young man called Ed Cavalli.
Oh, yeah, heard of him.
You might know him from Dancing with the Stars. Come third. But, of course, he does Have You Been Paying Attention as well. And you might be thinking to yourself, or you associate him more with the World Game, and that's fair. He loves his soccer, but you probably didn't know that Ed grew up in Brisbane.
That's right.
An enormous Broncos fan. Loves the Broncos, and you will hear as such on this podcast. And me, obviously, you know MG and you know Liam. Yep. I'm a Panthers tragic and a NRL nuffy. And ARL, as we cover in this, and NSWRL. So basically, it's 90s and noughties football. If it's the 80s, if it's the 2010s, it's not our remit. We don't want a bar of it. It's these two decades, the halcyon days, and we dig deep. And we dig deep on stories that you wouldn't normally hear. That's the thing. We go left of centre with a lot of gear.
Give us an example. Give us a taste of one of the episodes on the first season of Rad Footy.
Well, the first one is out right now. And at a glance, we go deep into why I have a South Queensland Crushers hat from Spotlight, released 26 years ago, given to me by my estranged Uncle Noel. It really jump-started the podcast, if anything, and it still is in top nick. So we get to why I have that. Shane Webke throws Ed's mate in a bin. That's a bit of fun. And we take a look at the 1990s Dally M Awards as well. Now, spoiler. Oh, actually, do you remember who won that year, MG?
Which year? Which
1990.
One? 1990. Was it? Wasn't Mick Potter?
No, it wasn't. No. Cliffy Lyons. Cliffy Lyons.
Mickey Potter was 91. Goal.
But the fun in that is what Cliff Lyons won, and it's perhaps the most 90s prize you've ever heard. You'd have to listen to the podcast.
That's a great tease.
And match of the round is that 1990 Canberra versus St. George, which I love. And it's just St. George. None of this Illawarra bullshit.
Nah.
It's Canberra versus St. George.
Good.
And now we may start in 1990, but we do jump around. We cherry pick our favourite bits.
Yep.
I thought I'd give you a taste of the podcast. This is from episode 2. Now, I grew up in Campbelltown.
Yep.
Tommy Radonikis, known as, captain coach for Wests, all that sort of business. And I found an extraordinary interview with Tommy Radonikis. And I mean, we know plenty about the man, but you probably didn't know this about him, how intense he was, his win at all costs mentality. Just take a minute from Rad Footy. This is something you might not have known about Tommy Radonikis.
You know, I hated the opposition. I really hated the opposition. Like, if I drove up to a game and I drive into the car park, right, and I seen the opposition halfback walking across the car park, truly, I'd think about running him over.
Attempted murder.
In late news today, Darren Trindle will not be playing for the Rabbitohs versus the Magpies. He is out with what is being described as an automotive injury caused by Tommy Radonikis.
Let's go through Tommy's stats for the weekend.
Clever.
2 tries, 4 kicks, 1 hit and run.
The ARL judiciary has said it's going to look long and hard as to whether or not Tommy can be charged with offences that have taken place, A, in a car park, and B, inside his motor vehicle. Back to you.
imagine the judiciary. It's like someone's done for a higher tackle. Who we got next? Tommy. What's Tommy done? He killed a man. He ran over him in his car. Oh. Just a bit of fun.
Right. So that there's a taste of rad footy.
What about with Ed? Where do you and Ed go back? How far do you go back together?
Oh, yeah, good question. No one would know that down here. We did a brekkie radio show together up in Brisbane for a few years up there, The Big Breakfast. And we, honestly, since that time, you can look at our text message chain. All we message each other about is 90s and noughties football. Wow. There's nothing. There's no, how are the kids? How's the family? It's just like Balmain are on right now on Fox League. Put it on. From the 1990, get it on right now. So it's a bit of fun with Ed. We do know our stuff. Sometimes we don't, and if we don't know our stuff, it will be fixed up in the judiciary. We promise. So you don't need to get at us and complain. We know we muffed up, and we'll fix it.
Does MG make an appearance in Rad Footy?
Well, this is interesting that you say that, because I did want to come on, and I did want to formally invite you, MG, to be on season two of Rad Footy. We have been recommissioned, and by recommissioned I mean we do it ourselves, so we can do whatever really we want. Would you like to be a part of season two?
I would love to be.
Because what we're missing is a lot of Western Reds gear.
Yes.
Because this is the thing. You can help out. Because we have a very special mystery guest episode four. I won't tell you who it is, but he's known for especially one massive thing he did in rugby league. And we didn't talk about it for ages with him. And he said, I'm sure you want to know about this thing I did. And we said, no. One, it's not in our remit. And two, everyone knows about it. Tell us about the Gold Coast Seagulls. So you're going to get stories you haven't heard before. Peter Sterling will join us. I will ask him a question he has never been asked before, and he's actually taken aback with it. And Trevor Gilmeister tells a story he only tells over beers. It's the first time he's committed it to tape, and you'll understand why.
The names he's just rolled in here. And like Wendell Saylor rolls in here and drops names left, right and centre because he's Wendell. Brendan's just walked in here and given us Peter Sterling, Shane Webke, Trevor Gilmeister, and a unnamed mystery guest. He's refused to drop the name for episode four of
season
one.
Is what it is.
That is what
Well, it's called Rad Footy, the podcast.
Rad Footy.
Brendan,
my goodness.
Brendo, you'll know him as on Workday. Brendan Anakin is his full, complete title, alongside Ed Cavalier, the host of this podcast. Go and check it out. It's rugby league content outside of rugby league season. What more could you want?
Apple Podcasts is where you'll find it. Apple Go to Podcasts. Apple. Steve Jobs approved this himself from the grave. He said, love it. Think it's sick. Go with it.
You've got a signed piece of paper saying you can...
Nah, it doesn't matter what
Steve,
I have.
Put Jobs' name.
He's got an iPhone. That's enough.
I wrote it with my left hand. It looked different.
Brendan, pleasure to have you in. Good luck with the podcast. Can't wait to hear season two when MG's a part of it.
Thank you. Good luck with your lives. Good show. Loved it.
Good to Brendan.